What is truth but our mere moral obligation to those who have professed the love of Christ as their biggest affection? We are all bound to tell people the truth of the gospel at whatever cost. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says that love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but it rejoices with the truth. The truth about God's nature, His view of sin, His dealing with it, and the truth that we all need to walk in accordance to His statutes to be in right fellowship with Him. Proverbs 17:6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but profuse are the kisses of an enemy." In other words, you can trust a friend even when what's coming from him is godly rebuke. But from our enemy, you can only expect flattery. For your enemy has no concern over your spiritual condition. It does not ache in the depths of his heart to see you walking in a manner contrary to the gospel. For even the apostle Paul stood before the pillar of the church, Peter, and rebuked him for his hypocrisy. What is truth but only our duty as Christians to proclaim the gospel, to not make any provision for the redefining of sin or the normalizing of it? But we are to stand before our loved ones and, after examining our own conduct and heart, preach to them repentance and the truth of the gospel. Should we not be pained to see a faithful friend walk away from the great faithful one? Should we keep silent as we see him dishonoring his master? Or will we cower behind the pretense that we should love without judging because God commands us to love all people? The truth is that the most loving act is to tell people the truth of the gospel, to tell them the truth of a holy God whose wrath abides in all the unrepentant sinners who have rejected Christ. It is the right way to love and bring the wounds of a friend and not those kisses that bring condemnation. My dear listener, we were not called to be cowards of his message. We were not called to be mild Christians who only voice God's truth when we're asked for our opinion on moral issues. We were called to proclaim the message that Christ Jesus was crucified for. We have been given a right standing with God, and he made us able ministers of the message of hope. And the message is trustworthy. For Christ Jesus came to die for sinners. That is indeed a message that will not always be taken well. But I guarantee you that you will find much joy in the eyes of those who receive the message and trust in Christ, or repent from their unfaithfulness to Christ. For then, and only then, will they understand that true love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Let's pray. Lord, grant us boldness to be ambassadors of your message. Let us tell our loved ones the truth about sin, its consequences, and the redemptive power in the blood of the Lamb that forgives the sins of those that repent. I plead that you don't allow us to be silent, that you give us a burden so strong that we can't keep ourselves from bringing the hope of Christ in a message that is truthful, even when it's painful. Because we know, Lord, that that is for their own good and for your own glory. We ask this for your Son's sake. Amen.